In this session, we are talking about confidence in courtship, dating, and relational discernment. Many men desire marriage, connection, family, and covenant, but they do not always know how to move toward a woman with strength, pace, and honor. Some men rush emotionally. Others freeze. Some chase attention instead of truth. Some become deeply attached before anything real has been built. Others stay passive and hope relationships form on their own, but a confident, organic man learns another way. Romantic interest is not wrong. Desire is not the enemy. Attraction is not the enemy. Marriage and covenant are good gifts from God. The problem is not desire itself. The problem is disorder. An organic Christian man learns to carry desire under discipleship. He does not deny attraction, but he also does not let attraction control him. He does not turn a woman into the answer to his emptiness. He learns how to move toward a woman truthfully. Genesis 2:24 says, "For this cause a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." That reminds us that romantic pursuit is meant to move toward covenant, not emotional chaos, ego validation, or fantasy. So what does healthy pursuit look like? First, it looks like strength. Strength means you can communicate honestly. If you are interested, you can say so clearly instead of hiding behind endless texting, mixed signals, or vague emotional tension. Second, it looks like pace. Emotional life often moves faster than wisdom. A man may feel excitement after only a few conversations and begin imagining a future before he truly knows the woman's character. But maturity allows time for discernment. A wise man watches character. He pays attention to peace. He notices consistency. He asks whether attraction is connected to truth. He does not confuse emotional intensity with calling. Third, it looks like honor. Honor means you do not create emotional closeness you are unwilling to carry responsibly. You do not build pseudo-intimacy through constant texting, confessional conversations, or romantic energy without clear direction. A confident, organic man can pursue without manipulating. He can express interest without pressure. He can move slowly without becoming passive. He can be warm without becoming sexually confusing. This also means he does not make a woman carry his identity. She is not there to prove that he is valuable, masculine, or lovable. He is discerning whether both people, under Christ, could move toward covenant truthfully. What helps in real life? Start with honesty. I've appreciated getting to know you, and I'd like to take you to dinner and get to know you more intentionally. Stay grounded. Do not overtext. Do not overshare. Do not escalate emotionally too quickly. Do not force intensity. Ask healthy questions. Are we learning each other's character? Are we moving with clarity? Are we staying honorable emotionally, spiritually, and physically? Are we building something real or just enjoying emotional excitement? What not to do? Do not chase attention instead of truth. Do not build fantasy before a relationship. Do not become intense because you are lonely. Do not use romantic energy to feel more alive. Do not confuse chemistry with covenant readiness. Do not stay vague because you fear rejection. Do not move so quickly that discernment has no time to grow. Sexual integrity is not the death of desire. It is the ordering of desire. A confident, organic man does not need women to inflate him, and he does not need to dominate them either. He learns how to pursue with strength, pace, and honor.